Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Today, what we're going to be doing is keeping Pastor Henry from talking. And I know you'll be glad about that, you know. No. No. Yeah, I agree. No, I know we love the words that God gives them for this church body. And we always appreciate. I know I love this. I love this guy more than you'd know. But today we're gonna have just a worship time. It's all gonna be music. This is what you're going to see here. They're going to lead us in worship for the entire time. So, if you've never waved a flag, maybe this is your day. If you've never danced, maybe this is your day. This is the time that it's going to be you joining the rest of this group, but being you with God. And so I hope you have fun today. I hope you enjoy coming to His throne room. But like I say, if you need to be quiet, be quiet. If you need to kneel, kneel. This is the time that you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in this worship time. But we're just going to have fun doing that. And of course, you're all aware that we open up our microphone for those words that the Lord would give you. We open up for a prophecy, for a testimony. And so this is your time. Most of the time we have a limited time that people can do this. This is going to be the whole service, kind of like what we do the first part of our normal services, but it's the whole time. Lord, we are so blessed. We are so blessed, Lord, that you would meet us, Lord, wherever we are, Lord. And Lord, we come before you this morning, and I ask, Lord, that you would have your way with this church body. Let your Holy Spirit just reign in this place, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Let us speak to those that are in this congregation, Lord, as you give us words, as you lift us, Lord. And those things that can deter us, Lord, that can distract us from what you're wanting to do in each one of us, Lord. We just say that in the name of Jesus, they have no place here. This is all about you, Lord. This is all about who you are, and that we want to praise, Lord, and worship you. And Lord, so we thank you, Lord, and we come before you now with our hearts open to you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So now we go into worship. You guys just enjoy your time. Do what the Lord leads you. God bless you.
Well, God, I hate getting up here and doing this, but God wanted me to do it. And it's because I cry, that's why. But anyways, God was showing me, you know, there's always two judgments. Judgment of righteousness and judgment of evil. And you know, the Bible, we always say, the Bible says, as in the days of Noah, and we automatically go to the dark side, you know, the evil and all that. But Noah was saved. He was lifted out of that. And so that's the judgment of the righteous. So in Matthew 24, we read this all the time. And I'm going to move this back so I can see. So it says when the disciples, Jesus was talking about the temple. And it says, and this is TPT. Later, when they arrived at the Mount of Olives, his disciples came privately to where he was sitting and said, no reason to cry right now. And said, tell us what these things will happen. Tell us when will these things happen. And what sign should we expect to signal your coming and the completion of this age? Jesus answered, At that time, deception will run rampant, so beware you are not fooled. For many will appear on the scene claiming my authority or saying about themselves, I am the anointed one, and they will lead many astray. You will hear of wars and revolutions on every side with more rumors of wars to come. Don't panic or give in to your fears. So that's what I really like to, not to fear. This, we see the world falling apart now, and we're not to fear, and we're to trust the Lord. And there's a reason for all this. Amen. And it says, let's see. I forgot where I was at. Let's see. It says, don't panic or give in to fears, for the breaking apart of the world systems is destined to happen, but it won't yet be the end. It will still be the unfolding. And I believe that's what Jesus Christ is showing us right now. We're not at the end times. It might look like it, but we're not. And we're going into this new age, an age of the, I don't know what it is, the church, the kingdom age. And he's rising the church up. And we shouldn't fear at all. We should just speak his word and walk right into this kingdom age. And so the Bible says right here, at least the TPT says, the end is not yet. So we shouldn't be expecting Jesus to come rescue us out because Satan's more powerful than he is. But we all know that's a lie. So anyways, we have a chance to follow through and do what Jesus said, that we'll do greater things than he did on earth. And this is our time. This is the church's age to go back. And like the pastors, I really believe we're going back to the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says he's not coming back until all things are restored. And that's the church's job, to restore all things. So anyways, I just want to encourage everybody, don't be afraid. And all this stuff about the wars and all that, it's the breaking part of the ages, the systems, the government systems. And we're going into the kingdom age, the kingdom government. And that's a good thing. So anyways, I just want to encourage everyone and be well and be whole. And Shirley's here. Yeah.
Welcome back.
You know, Steve was just talking about a kingdom age, right? And the Bible really does show a rising up of the church. And it's a moment where you are meant to be everything that the Bible has said you're meant to be. A city on a hill, a light that can't be hidden. You're meant to be the salt of the earth. You're meant to be all. Giving me words, and I've been standing on that promise, but I'm not us rest. It also tells us that he'll renew us and give us strength. And there was a day in there where I just, Steve knows, because I totally just broke down on him. It was like a dam just opening up. All of the feelings and everything came out. But you know, I was reading the Bible, and there was a part in there that I was reading that was talking about where when one of the kings was wanting something to happen, that he went into a room by himself and ripped his clothes off and was praying, God, just give me, show me what you're doing. I need you. He pleaded with God. And when I read it, I knew, you know what? I'm going to fast. And I fasted for 2 days. And you know, when the Bible tells you that we don't live on bread alone, but on the word of God, it can really be what you need. Because I fasted, and during that time, I thought, oh gosh, this is 2 days. Like, I'm gonna be starving. And I was, to be honest, I was hungry. But I was hungry for God, too. During that time, every moment I felt down, every moment I felt something, I went after God. I didn't care if it was in the middle of my work day, if it was when I was supposed to be, I didn't care. I was in a moment where I said, God, I am standing on what you said, and I'm going to fast if that's what I got to do to see what you're telling me come forth in my life. And I'm going to be honest with you. I still haven't seen a change in situation, anything like that, but I can tell you that I went from feeling at my lowest, and God, I don't know what I'm going to do, to feeling such a peace and a strength and a, God, it doesn't matter that I don't know what to do because I know you've got it. Sometimes it's not even about the situation changing. Sometimes you need that reviving to get through the battle. You really do. You need that strengthening for what he's doing because you are learning things through your moments. You really are. It's why we shouldn't look at our low moments as, oh, the end of the world. It's why we should look at those moments as, God, what are you trying to show me? Because in every single thing, precept by precept, you are building me up and you are giving me more. You didn't bring me here to leave me. You brought me to push me forward. And that's what we got to start looking at, because this is where we see the kingdom come forth in our lives, are the moments where we take the time to say, I'm not turning to everything else. I'm not looking at the physical. I'm learning to walk in the kingdom exactly the way that you created for me to walk, exactly the way that you want me to walk, exactly the way that you desire for me to be, because we should have a hunger and a thirst for the kingdom, the things that he's wanting to supply in our life. So this is going to sound really strange for my worship team, but I want to go back to the very beginning of this song, because the words. Can we go to the first verse? There's a name that levels mountains. It carves out highways through the sea. I've seen its power unravel battles right in front of me. Can you go to verse 2? There's a faith that stands defiant. Come on. That's what faith does, right? It takes what you're seeing and it says, nope. I don't care what the physical is telling me, because faith is that I am standing on you. I am hoping for what you have for me, regardless of what I'm seeing now. That's what faith is, church. It stands defiant in those moments. Sends Goliath to his knees. I've seen a praise unravel shackles right off my feet. Can I tell you, you don't have to be up here jumping. You don't have to be doing anything that you don't want to do. But I'm going to tell you this morning. Praise can really release shackles off of your life. It can. It's taking those moments where you feel so down, so off, so whatever it might be, burdened, tired, those things and worshiping through those moments, it really can release some things in your life. And this morning, we are doing a praise and worship morning. So I want to encourage you, get your renewing, get your strengthening, get the things that God's wanting to give you. Go after Him. Understand what He has for you this morning, because you're not just here to play church. You're here to meet with God. And He's here. And He's got things He wants to give you. Woo! I'm excited. I feel like it's so quiet in here, and I don't even care, because I'm just so excited about what God's doing. Woo!
I want to say something. I'm with Rebecca right now. I've been going through some things, and the Lord told me this morning, you are my child. You are my child. And He also told me, you're going through some things because I love you and you are my child. Do not listen to the negative. Go with the positive. My child, and I love you, and that's why I'm letting you go through this stuff, and you're gonna stand up, and everything is gonna be okay.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So the word that I have from this morning is from I just lost it. I said Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Now, I just want to share with you that right now, do you feel the presence of the Lord? It's so amazing. This is the time, people, to seek Him, to ask Him for the things that you need. If it's healing of your mind, your body, your spirit, for your family, whatever, He's here right now listening to you. He hears you before you even speak it. And so praise God that He is among us and that He's ready to talk to you. And while you're waiting for your miracle, remember, like Ben said, don't fall on miracles, because God is here to have that. In that time that you're waiting, and sometimes we wait a long time, and it's okay. Stand up. Be strong. Walk in what He has for you. Encourage other people. Be the salt and the light, because that shows your faith. If you're walking around feeling miserable and telling everyone, poor me, that's not going to get your answer. What's going to get your answer is walking in faith, believing God's word, and in that time, touching others for Him, being that hope that you can give them by showing them the love of Christ. And it isn't about you fixing them. It's about you sharing Him and then letting God fix them. So just be encouraged that your answers are coming. Walk in faith and know that God is with you. Thank you.
I felt the Holy Spirit's conviction last week to get up here, and I didn't do it because I get afraid. But this is what He's given me, and I have two Bible verses to share also, and then a prayer, and then a little poem. So these are the Bible verses. From Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and will dine with him, and he with me. And then from Acts 3:19, repent, therefore, and return, that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit's been convicting me about our church. Not our church, okay? But the church of the world, okay? And our temple also, our body. Father, please heal your broken church. We are so fractured. We are your broken body, and we ask for your healing. Please reach down in your heavenly love and restore us. Breathe new life into us. Take out the diseases of hatred, pride, indifference, fear, mistrust, and heal us. Father, we are your broken and hurting church. Please heal our hearts. Enable us to look only to you and your healing power, mercy, and love. Your body was broken for us, and after 3 days in the tomb was healed and revived, restored, and resurrected. We are asking for your mighty resurrection power and bring about the change you need, we need. We want to be your bride and bring light, love, and healing to the world. Please heal each member individually and also as a group. Please convict and restore us, resurrect us from our indifferent sleep. Have your word be on fire within our hearts. We are broken vessels and your living water is leaking from us. We need our shattered vessels to be made whole again and restored by your glory, so your bride is so radiant with light that you want to come back for her. Only you can do this mighty work in us, Father. Have us be ready for service and actively seeking you in resurrection prayer. Thank you, Father, for your mighty healing power. Help us to recommit our hearts and revive our souls. Please pour out a revival onto all the earth and have it reignite our souls and serve you from the start. Take the blinders from our eyes and give us salve for healing. Take the shackles from our hearts and have your word revealing. Send us true revival, Lord. Have it reignite so our hearts burn for you. Reveal your bride out of darkness into the light. We want to enter the ark of Jesus before you shut the door. It will be closing soon. This we can't ignore. For the day is coming soon when Jesus will return. So, Savior, purge our hearts and help us to return. Help our hearts to be on fire and burn for you. Please help our spirits to renew. Amen.
As everyone has spoke, this has definitely been a difficult week. And the Lord put this on my heart this morning. And Ephesians 4:2. The word of God is powerful. This is our strength. Our strength is found in the Word of God. Amen. We, just like you just shared, and Steve shared, we are living in the days of Noah, which means that if we are that close to the return of the Lord. Now, I know that we don't know when that is, but the return of the Lord could also be our return to heaven, okay? So it's not the rapture. We can all go through our own personal rapture. I've seen that in my family. I find myself longing for that for myself, okay? I'll just be truthful. I long for my rapture, okay? I look forward to that day of my own personal rapture, either it be with the church or it be it me personally. But until that day, Ephesians 4:2, Jesus calls us, he's calling me, he's calling all of us to be humble and gentle. Being patient with each other. Making allowances. I got to put the phone down. My hand's shaking too much. To be humble and to be gentle. To be patient with each other. Making allowances for others' faults
everyone has a fault. Each and every one of us have faults, right? Is there anybody here that can raise your hand and say, I don't have any faults? And because of God's great love, we are making allowance. Let me just read the scripture. Ephesians 4:2. Always be humble. I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm trying to make sure that God's word gets out here. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. Forgiving one another. As God has forgiven you, we are to forgive one another. The days are short. The days are short. We have to walk in love. We have, wherever that is, even if it be in, this is a, just a, an example, traffic. Be patient in traffic, bearing with one another in the way that another person drives. I don't know. I'm just, the Lord's put that on my heart because there's just a lot of crazy driving going on right now in the world. A lot of crazy driving. So I just, we just have to bear with one another's. We just have to bear with one another. None of us are perfect. Not one, the only one that's perfect is Jesus. So, thank you. Thank you.
Once again, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. What I got was Psalm 51:10. So what she's talking about, how do we do that? If only by the power of the Holy Spirit, right? Yes. Because we can't. Jesus did. He was the only perfect human being in this world. We are not perfect, but we can seek him and we can find him, and his Holy Spirit can work within us. And so 51:10 says, and this is what we need to be doing. Keep creating in me a clean heart. Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires ready to please you. May you never reject me. May you never take from me your sacred spirit. That is the spirit that lives within us. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to have pure hearts. He wants us to love him. And this is the only way, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
All right. Hey, you know what? If I got a free phone. No. If any of you are missing Joy, I want you to listen to this. Now, I read this last week, but I don't want it to get lost in a couple weeks ago. I don't want it to get lost in like that whole message, because when I read it, it was like such a revelation to me. Okay. Because like so much about the world's kind of upside down, that obedience would mean joy. Right. But this is Jesus talking to his disciples in John chapter 15. This is verses 9 through 11. It says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Now listen to this. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So if you're lacking in any kind of joy, just look at this verse. Look at God's commands. Because a lot of times what happens is like we start trying to take on more than we're supposed to take on. Because we're only supposed to do our part. And then God will do the rest. And that time where you get anxious or sad or depressed, it can come from just being tired. But a lot of times it's because we're trying too hard. When we're supposed to stop and just rely on what God's going to do for us, That's when we're going to find that joy. The joy comes from knowing that we are victorious. The joy comes from knowing that we have an all-powerful God who loves us and will take care of us. So let me just encourage you with that.
I want to read a scripture that you're all familiar with, but even as we're singing this song, I thought this was the right time to do that. It's been something that I'm sure we've all read in the past, but some reason has made an impact on me as of late. And so this is Jesus calming the storm. And it says, put on your glasses, it says. Okay. It says, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Remember that. So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, Master, Master, we're going to drown. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Now, how many of us are going through some type of a storm at this moment? You know, we all go through storms. We've heard a little bit of some of the people that have been up here already. But there's storms in our life. And the part of this is that the disciples were all concerned, thinking that they were going to drown. And here's Jesus in the boat with him, right? Yep. But he's asleep. You ever wonder when you're going through your storms and say, where are you, Jesus? This storm keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Where are you? Maybe he's asleep, right? No. We know there was a lesson here to be learned. But these storms sometimes can take a while, and they're not pleasant, regardless of what it is that your storm is. But I want you to remember this, and there's one more verse that I want to read. The next verse says, they sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. His first comment was, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And the last verse is, they made it, right? Yep. He said it. What happens in between? He's there. He was there all the time, right? Yep. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So when we're thinking that this storm is getting so over us and taking us, know that he's there. He's not asleep. You know, he's hearing you. But he wants you to show that you've got faith in him. And so the thing is, what does he say to you? What is he saying to you today? What has he promised you? It's in here, right? He's got all kinds of promises that he gave us. And the fact of the matter is that regardless of the storm, you're going to make it to the other side of the lake. You're going to get there, and he's going to be with you. He never leaves us, and he never forsakes us. So have confidence in that regardless of what your storm is. You're going to get through it because he's with you. Amen.
The Father says to worship him in spirit and truth. So if you're worshiping him in spirit and truth, it's because he loves you. And the idea of it is that as we worship, we have to realize that we all have the Spirit of God within us. So do we? Do we all have his Spirit in us? Amen. So we're worshiping in spirit and truth, so we do have his Spirit. And you got to understand that Spirit belongs to Jesus. And it says in the word, as he is, so are you. So when you're worshiping just like Jesus worshiped his Father. So don't sit back and just know that as you're worshiping, your spirit is worshiping the same as Jesus to his Father. And just realize that, how important you are who Jesus is. As he is, so are you. So as you worship, you're worshiping just like Jesus.
I'm nobody. And I don't, but I'm somebody, right? So, you know, a few things, and I feel I wasn't going to say nothing, but I feel like kind of the what we've been hearing is the struggles of this week. And, you know, in Corinthians, it says that I won't the Lord says, I will not place anything upon you that you can't handle. I'm summarizing that. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I was in that place that I was, what I felt was going through stuff that I could not handle. And it was about 5, 6 weeks of this. And I was praying and I was fasting. I was, Lord, what's going on? And I have been in church for a while, so I figured, oh, it's a demonic attack. Because that's what I learned. It's an attack from the enemy, right? And some of the things in the circumstances were absolutely, probably, maybe attacks from the enemy. But as I went through this moment and this time, this season, and I was asking God, why? What is going on? I'm not seeing an outcome that should be seen. I'm praying, I'm doing everything right, and it just feels like it's getting worse. And there came a moment in that season, seeking the Lord, just at wit's end. And he spoke. And he says, I hear you and I've always been here. And I know you know that. But I want to share something with you, son. This attack that you're praying against, it's not the enemy. And it's not an attack. It's me. And we can read the Bible. I love the Bible. I'm not saying don't read it. But we can interpret it the way we think we should, or the way we've been taught to interpret it. But he unveiled this scripture in Corinthians, and he explained, you've been praying for this, you've been asking for more of me, you've been seeking my presence, you've been wanting more, you've been saying, Lord, increase my capacity for more of you. So I've been doing that, and now you're experiencing it, but maybe you didn't understand it. It's me. The pressure that he said, and guess what? I wasn't going to let you break, but I'm putting more of me on you. And it's revealing and it's unveiling other things that were hidden around you that are now in a circumstance that you think is an attack, but it's me revealing through you these things that were hidden around you. And they're putting pressure, but they won't touch you because I'm all over you. So when you think and when you feel like the circumstance is overwhelming, step back, give him glory, and remember the things that you have asked him in the past. Remember the things that have been spoken over you. Are you wanting more of him? Are you wanting to be the light of the world? Are you wanting him to reveal who he is in the earth through you? Because that's what he's called us and us to do. You know, there's this song that we sing, or I sang when I was a little kid. Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so. That's a good song. But the Lord revealed something further. He says, the Bible is declaring things that I have done and have shared and have shown. But I want you to listen to me. So that when you read here, you will see what I'm telling you and what I'm unveiling to you. What's even better than that song is Jesus loves me. This I know because he told me so. That's what changed my life, is him coming and revealing himself to me personally. This is great and this is essential. And this is good, but we can easily change interpretation based on our understanding or based on the things that we've grown up with. Circumstances will make it fit into what we're going through. Instead of realize, I said earlier, I'm nobody, right? Yeah. And you've heard this saying, nobody's perfect. It's a joke. Nobody. I'm nobody. Anyway, so, but right? Nobody's perfect. You just met nobody. Again, you'll get it. You'll get it next week. It's okay. Come on. I'm horrible. I feel sorry for Rachel. She has to deal with this all the time. But Jesus lives in you. He lives in us, right? Jesus does not mingle with imperfection, with failure, for less than. Sin is missing the mark. That's what it is. He's placed something for all of us, and he wants us to hit that mark every time. If we miss it, that's sin. It's simple. He's in us. So we have to be able to allow our minds to be renewed so we can accept that he truly is in us. And because we may not be acting like our design, which is perfect because our designer is perfect, we may not be acting in that design. And then it's easy to say, oh, well, nobody's perfect because we're not acting like it, but you are, and you have to receive that first before you can begin to walk in that, before you can be changed. Broken vessels, right? A broken vessel is dry, cracked, aged. So what does he do? Let me finish the job. He'll break it all up. Okay? This is the potter. He'll break it up. I'm broken. Yes, you are. Let the process happen. Then he gets it all together, puts water on it, right? Begins to drench it, saturate it with his presence, the Holy Spirit. And then that crumbled, broken, dry piece starts to get molded. And then it's like nothing. It's just mud and water. And he starts working it out of nothing. In the beginning, he came and he spoke into nothing. There was a void. There was nothing. And he began to work. In us, there's times when we're broken and we're nothing. We're falling apart. And he begins to work. And then just like then it's like the clay starts coming together and then he puts you on the wheel. Boom. And then he starts spinning you. Here it comes. Put some more water and then he puts his hands on you. And this nothing is starting to form into something. A new vessel. A new vessel because why? He wants to fill you. Why? Because you are the temple of the living God. So he's working you, and it hurts sometimes. That breaking hurts. That molding hurts. And then we don't see, well, what are you doing, God? I don't know. It's just everything's bad. No, I'm working. Just hang on. And then he starts moving you into something, making space for him. Oh, you want more of me? Okay, it's going to hurt a little bit. Let me get in there. Let me move it out. He starts making something. He's turning, it's the same thing, but it's a new thing, right? It's the same elements of this vessel that was broken and dry and in pieces, and he takes that and he reforms it into something new, but it's the same. The old man is dead. The new man is alive. Same person, but not. But same. There's so many things in the Word that we can argue about and have an idea about this way or that way. Or is he coming? Is he not? Is he coming soon? He loves you. It's not just about being justified out of sin into, you know, eternal life. That's great. That's a great message. And that is enough. But it's not the end. That's just like an introduction. That great message is an introduction of who he is, of his love for us, of his desire to show himself in each and every one of you. The earth is crying out. The world, our nation, the city, the state is crying out for the sons of God to raise up. They're crying out. The answer for this nation and for this world lives inside of each of you. Are we waiting for Trump? Are we waiting for a great president to come and save us? We've relinquished our hope into that. But the Word says, and if we allow it to reveal truth in us, the Word says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear their cry and I will heal their land. If my people, you are the answer to the questions and to the problems and to everything that is happening out there that we're afraid of when we turn on CNN, right? Or whatever, or Fox or whatever it is. The answer for that is in you. Amen. And it starts with you knowing who you are in him. And that him in you is the answer for everything you're going, the world around you, the nation, and the world. Hallelujah. I want to make sure I touch everything because Jesus in you, the hope of glory, the answer for the world, doesn't mingle with anything other than perfect. We've heard this, the Lord's will, God's will, right? Yep. That he has the Lord's will, then his perfect will, and his, like, he allows you to do whatever will, acceptable, or there's a word for it. Permissive will. God only has one will. It's perfect. Yeah. There's not a lesser, a gooder, and a better. It's perfect. It's what he does is more excellent. We've been taught, oh, we're straddling the line of right and wrong. And he's like, come over here. You're a king and a priest. You're a queen. What? You're royalty. You're over here, well, is this good? Is this bad? You're playing with things that the enemy is like, if I can just keep them distracted over here. And the king's like, come up here. Come and sit on my lap. Let's get away from that. I want to show you a more excellent way. Not even a better way. Not even the best way. It's a more excellent way. Yeah. It's a mindset shift. Of who he is in you. Yep. And who you are. He wants to say, hey, I just want to tell you who you are. I want to tell you how much I love you. Yeah. And what I have for you. And it's more than just kind of getting through each day. Yeah. You know, it's more than what you go through. Uh-huh. It's me on you and in you and all around you. He goes before you. He surrounds you, and he brings up your rear guard, it says in Isaiah. So there's nowhere he isn't. There's nothing he's surprised about. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows your story, and he's rewriting it. Even as we speak right now, he's writing and rewriting your story. A poem, a poema, right? Going back to kind of the things we go through, circumstances. He says we're going to have trouble, but take heart because he's overcome. The overcomer is Dad. The overcomer is Jesus. The overcomer, as Jesus said, hey, it's good that I go so that the spirit of me, so that the spirit of God will come and help you, not just help you, but be Lord over you, be Lord in you. We see Peter and his shadow healing the sick, lame. And he says, these things and more will I do through you and in you. How do we come into agreement with that? We have to know, hey, he loves me. He truly does love me. In spite of everything I've done or thought or feel or act, he loves me. He loves you more now than he ever has or ever will. Amen. That's who he is. If you think about that, he loves you. He can't love you more than he loves you right now. You can't disappoint him. He knows already. He already knows. He's like, come on, man, let's go. Get up. I have a story about my son, but I'll back off. But surrounded. I was thinking about that song. It may feel like I'm surrounded. It may look like I'm surrounded. Amen. But I'm surrounded by you. Hallelujah. Amen.
We've heard a lot of things this morning. We've heard the word revival. We've heard all kinds of things, but I heard this morning that we're waiting for this young generation to rise up. And I say to you, are you old? Is there any youth left in you? Because the Lord says he'll renew our strength, that we'll rise up like eagles. Why are we waiting for another generation? Everything that he has promised us is right here. What are we waiting for? Are we afraid to rise up and sing this song with joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Does anyone want to be strong today?
Hallelujah.
Why can we not adhere to what the Word of God says? Do we believe that it is truth? Do we believe that it is for us? It's for this generation and every generation that we do the will of God. We do the will of God in this nation, in the world, and we praise His holy name and rejoice. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you.
All right, so I usually don't talk up here. Outside, I can talk, but for the past couple of weeks, God's been on me every single time. And I won't say anything when it comes to God. Like, I listen to make sure when I say something, it's what He has me say. Out in the world, it's easy. I can talk sports, stuff that I know, everything. But what He's telling me, we're at men's breakfast when we're talking, and He's talking to me even more and more and more. And I let everybody talk. And I missed my mark there. Last week people were talking and I missed my mark there. But this one more and more is, he's just telling me to tell you guys, it's great to be in your hiding place. We all want to get in there and be in our secret room, right? And like I was telling Henry the other day, that he also says because this world is hurting. This world is asking for answers. This is the perfect moment for us to step in. And so for us to step in, we need to step out. So that means that we can't hide in our hiding place all the time, because it feels comfortable and it feels safe. We need to go out there and give what we have. We can't be greedy. Let's share God. God is so big, we need to share him. So I challenge everybody to understand, because God is working so hard. So we got to understand that we have everything. Testimony is big. People don't read. So people don't read. Well, then they'll listen, right? If you tell them your testimonies and your stories, people will understand, like, hey, I can do that. So, and he puts you in places. There's no mistakes. You always fall back into a place, right? It might have started younger, and then later on life happens, and then you end up there again. And if you end up there again, it's not by choice. It's already written for you to be there. So I want everyone to challenge. I challenge everybody, right? To give God to other people. We know where we're headed. We know where we're going. Why not share heaven with everybody else? Share that joy. Bring people. You shouldn't be walking alone. You should be grabbing everybody. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, I got something good for you. Let's go. Let's go. So and try to bring as many people as we possibly can. Let's fill it up. There's plenty of space up there. So, you know, that's one thing he's been on me to tell you guys. So like, I just want to challenge everybody. You know, this is tough for me to talk up here. So, but I know where I'm at. I know what I'm called to do, and I'm tired of fighting it. You know, working with kids is where I'm supposed to be at. Talking to people is where I'm supposed to be at. But it's okay to, you know, like it says in the Bible, it's slow to speak, fast to listen, or fast to listen to slow to speak, correct? And that's why I haven't said anything. But, you know, when God gets on you more and more, it's a lot. So I encourage you guys. All right.
So the Lord gave me this a while back. And there was not an opportunity, I didn't think, to read it. So again, this week, he nudged me again. So I think I probably should do this. This is out of Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. This is for the church. Not just us, but the church worldwide. Father, I pray that as I read your word, that God, your word would go forth with power and accomplish that which you have sent it to do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, everybody that's come up here and talked, and the one thing that I feel for sure going through all of them is that he's calling on each one of us to walk in a way that he's been wanting us to walk all along. Just like Tommy said, the designer is perfect, and he created the design perfect, but so often we will not walk in what he's given us. And every Sunday, sometimes you hear the same things over and over. a cross. There was so long that when he would give me something, I'd be like, oh God, I just said that last week. I feel like they're going to think I'm just repeating myself over and over. But God just said, if I give it to you, you speak it. Because if it's not me repeating it, there's obviously something that he's wanting to get across when he's saying it over and over and over and over. And so many times it feels in my spirit like a pleading to the church. I just want you to be who I've created you to be. Because you're going through struggles, different times, whatever it might be, or even no struggles, but you feel like, what am I doing and what is my purpose? And everything goes back to just look at the Father, because he created you for something. And if you're still here, he's not done yet. And it's not just for you to exist, it's for you to have life and life more abundantly. So it's for an uplifting to happen in your life. It's the reason I mentioned that when you're going through things, don't look at them as just trouble and just a tribulation, as just difficult times and a low moment. Look at them for what God is trying to give you, because he's doing a constant building up of the body. Just like Tommy said, a transformation of your mind is taking hold every single time he gives you a new word and you actually walk. Church, he's going in and he's saying, you don't need this in here, and I got something else for you. And it's not up to you to do it on your own, because he will do the process for you. He will give you every single thing that you need in every single moment that you need it. It doesn't matter if it's a drug addiction or just even just dealing with depression or whatever the circumstances are. It doesn't matter, because no matter what, we should be looking to our counselor, the provider, the one who gives us all things that we need at all moments, because it's not you who has to get over these things. It's him that will transform your mind and put you in a new place so that you're not struggling with what other people struggle with. He has the keys to unlock burdens, to unleash shackles, to bring down walls that maybe have been in your life. This is the reason we say it doesn't matter what happened in your family before. Don't take them on into a new generation, because this generation has something God's trying to give them. And they're going to rise up, and they're going to rise up strong, and he's calling you to do it. It's why you hear these things over and over each week. It's why we get up here and get excited and bring the presence of God, because we want you to know all the things that he's got for you. It's why we talk about having a personal relationship with God, because he's got so much for you. And we're going to go back into this part. And I'm excited for it, because I love it. It doesn't matter your situation today or where you're at. Come on, my soul, rise up. Because that's the thing, is a lot of times we allow our body and our soul to be what leads us in every single thing we do. But we gotta learn that if we put the Spirit ahead of us and then we allow him to guide us in every single thing, it doesn't matter what you feel, what you think you need, he will lead you and he will show you exactly what you need and what he has for you.
All through this time, God's been speaking to you. God's been touching you. You've either received physical healing, emotional healing. There's some things going on through this time. There's some very powerful things that have happened. And did you hear a word through the people that came up here? Did something just touch your heart from one of the songs? God has so many ways of reaching us. And so I'm going to pray that all these things that have taken place during this time, that they would be permeated within your spirit. Let them come to fruition. Let them live in you. God has touched you this day, whether you acknowledge it or not. He has touched you. So let those words just come alive. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you came into this place, Lord, that you have ministered, Lord, and that you have had your way. Lord, let us not just walk out of this place and say, what a wonderful time we had. Let us walk out and know the reality and know that this truth will just produce fruit, whatever that may be. Lord, we bless what you've done this day. We bless each person in whatever way you've spoken to us, in whatever way you've touched us, whether it had been in our bodies, Lord, that we have been calling out for a healing, our family relations, our relations with the people that are friends, Lord, that are church body. Whatever it is, God has spoken to you, and it's been spoken to you specifically. It isn't for everyone. This is a word for you. Embrace it. Let it become a part of what you've agreed to this day. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. How many of you enjoyed this morning? Oh man, I enjoyed listening to all of you. I got one thing. I just got to look at it because the Lord is talking to me. Just for 1 second, let me just give this to you. It's in 1 Corinthians 13, 12, 13. For I know in part, I prophesy in part. But then that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12 says, this is the one he was speaking to me about. It says, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. And now by faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. I mean, say amen to that. The Lord was giving me that. He reminded me about it. I was watching a guy up at the gas station. You can sit down just for a second, because I'm going to only keep you another hour or two. So now, yeah. No, but if I tell you to sit down, then you can't get up. Yeah, come on, man. Sit down. No, praise the Lord. But I was watching a guy clean his windshield. He was an older guy, older gentleman, and he was scrubbing away all these bugs down his windshield, and he just kept it just smearing everything. How many say amen to that? How many ever tried cleaning bugs when they just don't come off and they just smear more than they? And he kept smearing and he was getting a little frustrated, I could tell, but he kept going and looking out the window, and he'd come back. He'd start scrubbing it again, and I said, hey, can I do that for you? He goes, I hate to ask you to, but yeah, please do. So I cleaned his windshield for him. And everybody do this, go like that. Just go like that. And you can use the other hand, go like that. Wax on, wax off, right? You guys all know that. I just thought I'd give you that. No, but basically, this is what God is saying. What the Lord is saying to you this morning, he said, what you heard today, God is bringing a clarity into your life. He's going to clear things up for you. Is that okay? How many want God to be clear to you? There's things going on, things happening in your life, and God says, look, I just want to clear things up. Just like Tommy said, I love you. Just like the brothers and sisters were talking about, he said, look, everything that happens to you, all things work together for good to those that love God. How many say amen to that? God wants to bring a clarity to your life like you've never had before. We've seen dimly and darkly in some of these things. But when that which is perfect is come, we talked about that too, didn't we? Nobody's perfect. Yeah, I'm a nobody. Everybody say, I'm a nobody. Like I love that. But yeah, Tony goes, hey, yeah, guess what? The perfection of God is dwelling within you. You passed away. You died. And you became brand new again. Amen? So that clarity that God is trying to bring to you, he said, now is the time. If you're seeking the kingdom of God, listen, seek the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. Seek him, seek him, seek him, and it'll be clearer and clearer. The clarity of a King of Kings will come to you. He'll show you why things are happening. You'll know friends that you, I mean, people that you don't even know, maybe like this guy, he washing his window, man, that clarity. I said, hey, let me bring some clarity to you, brother. And I did his windshield for him. You can be doing that for somebody else. Because God will give you the clarity about the lives that are around you. But first, he's got to do it with you. Is that okay? You've got to receive this clarity that he's bringing to you. This is the day. These are the greatest days that we can imagine. How many say amen to that? God is building the body to be exposed in the earth. And today is the day. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice. I'll be glad in it. How many say amen? Amen. Amen. Let's stand up. Praise God. I'm going to turn you loose. Is that okay? I'm going to turn you loose. I'll get you out there in the world. Turn you loose in the world. Amen? Amen. Come on. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for all the brothers and sisters, Lord, those that spoke today. And Father, I know there's some that wanted to come up, but just didn't come up. And now we're out of time, Lord. But God, we're not out of time. Lord, I thank you for all that we heard this morning. Lord, I pray, Lord, good ground, good ground, good ground, good ground, Father, this morning. I pray good ground for what we've heard this morning, those seeds, Lord. Water the seeds, cause them to sprout and bring forth the fruit of the kingdom, the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you for it and we praise you for it. Bless your people as they go out. Shine upon their lives. Shine. Let the Lord, let your eyes behold your children and shine upon them, Lord, that they might shine upon the world that they're in. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it, God. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Hug somebody next to you and tell them thank you for coming to church this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.